Well, if you ever wonder if your significant other genuinely respects you,
there are certain things that they'll say if they do respect you, and it's not like, hey, I respect you.
Yeah.
I'm lucky to have them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lucky because you recognize, somebody who really respects you recognizes that they should not be taking you for granted.
Right.
I'm really lucky to have them.
I think that's a big problem in friendships and relationships and marriages. You start taking them for granted.
And then the resentment can build up, you know, if you feel like you're being taken for granted, resentment can build. And so, it's nice to vocalize those things to let people know, I'm really lucky to have you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because,
it's very good.
And I felt that way in all of them at some point.
And then this one I think is the biggest. This is truly, I feel this is the most important, is somebody in your life respects you, especially your significant other, when they say things like, they're my favorite person to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
It's because the friendship is there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The friendship. And like, I know for me, every day I can't wait to tell Ben something.
Right.
I can't wait for him to get home so that we can talk about whatever. And it's not always the biggest deal, but it's little things that happen too, or that I want to share. And I'm like, did you open up all 75,000 of the Instagram reels that I sent you?
Right.
I said, no. Well, I was thinking of you when I sent it, you know. So it's,
does
he's
Ben
the one.
Does Ben act excited when you tell him something or into it? Or
he does. Okay. I mean, sometimes it's not always all exciting. You know, sometimes it's just mundane.
Interested.
Yeah.
Because I will tell you this, the phone has caused major problems with that. I'm saying everybody. You come home sometimes and it's like, hey, this happened. And it's like you're on your phone and you're not engaging with eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
It might still be like, that's interesting, but there's no engagement there. So it makes you be like, okay.
Yeah. And I've been guilty of that too, where he'll be trying to tell me something and I'll be on my phone.
Yeah.
And that's why I have to
be like,
well, I have to put this down.
Right.
But yeah, for the most part, yes, he is excited or at least engaged in what it is I have to say. And that's, I think it's important to have a friendship.
Matt, is Hannah, or is she just like, can you just get to the point?
She does.
If I'm sharing a story, there are times when it gets long-winded and she asks me to get to the point.
How does she ask you?
She'll say like, get to the point. She'll just come out and just say it.
Okay.
Like, or if it's getting going and she sees my level of excitement, she'll say, is this a long one?
Yeah. Should I lay down on the couch?
Yeah. And I'll be like, you know what? I'll shorten it for you.
Yeah.
This is a long one.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. my brother's this way, but my mom, it can be long-winded with stories. She's not a big storyteller, but sometimes, and so we used to do it where we'd put both our hands to a point.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so she starts doing that now. She'll start telling a story and she'll do it to herself. She's like, get to the point. She'll say it to herself. She'll go, get to the point.
Yep.
And then, you know, then she gives it back to us. And sometimes we get long winded. She goes, just puts the hands
together.
To the point.
Right. As anybody, we're taught in radio business to start with a headline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically, like if you were in a subway and, you know, you slipped on the floor and banged your head, instead of saying like, I walked into a subway and this happened, you're supposed to start with, I walked to the subway, slipped on the floor and banged my head. Then you say how it happened.
You go to the rest of the story,
Now with people, including any member of my family, they don't start with a headline, and they start with this whole
thing. Because they're not in radio.
Right. And I'm like, oh my gosh, headline!
Yeah. It does stick out so much once you learn that.
I thought you were going to say, this is what, in my brain, this is it. Edit the fact!
Yeah, right, I'll do that.
Too. And in my mind, talking to certain people, I'm like, edit the fact.
Come on.
Start with the headline. That way you know if you're interested or not.
Right.
It's like, oh yeah, I got a little cut on my leg. I'm like, okay.
And I think with us, we get so used to that. And then you're like almost like guessing the thing. You don't want to guess the end of their story. But you're like, so did that happen? You're like trying to get them to get to it. And that's not a good thing to do.
It's not. It has absolutely ruined some conversations.
Yes,
you know?
A lot of them.
Like big things that people are trying to tell you and you're like,
what is it?
Because you know what? You're worried that the payoff is not going to be good.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just stood here for 5 minutes and listened to this story how you don't have gas. It's like, really?
Like, wow, that was a good
one. And then it's the questions, too. Ever get the question? It's just like, hey, did you pick up milk? Say I asked pick up milk. And I'm not talking about Carol, but anybody.
Uh-huh.
Did you pick up milk? Well, it's funny that you say that because I was running behind and I had to stop here. And then just yes or no?
Yes or no?
No.
Yes or no?
I'll be like, no, but, and like, we don't need all that explanation for after that. Well, hopefully you have somebody in your life that respects you.
That's right. Somebody. That's right.
Yeah. Well, you have your mom.
Yeah.
No, I have plenty of people in my life.
I mean, none of us
that
do.
No one here respects anyone here.
No.
And then my family does.
Mm-hmm. No, your kids don't.
My kids don't. They don't listen.
My kids don't respect me.
Yeah.
No, they do. You don't think they respect you?
No.
I think they do. You're their mom, and they lean on you.
Yeah, that's a different. That's different.
But not listening doesn't mean they don't respect. Oh, it's a sign of disrespect.
Yeah, it is a big sign of disrespect. Yeah.
It's disrespect.
Being dependent on somebody is not respect.
Yeah, it's not respect.
No, like loving them, I think.
Mm-hmm. Give me a definition to respect. I don't know it very well.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
What's the definition of respect?
I don't know the exact definition.
It's unknowable.
I love the sentence, Jason. I don't know them very well. What's the definition of respect?
A feeling or attitude of admiration and esteem toward someone's abilities or qualities.
Okay, so then that is, I think a lot of people, you can be admiral of when I say Jared speaks well in public. That's respect.
Thank you.
Now, everything else might not be respectful that I say, but that is respect.
And the lips thing has been really big for me. Thank you.
That's not respect.
Oh, no.
That's lust.
That's
or lust. Something.
Yeah, that's lust.
I don't know what that is.
I'm just pointing it out.
No, I appreciate it. No. Yeah, after I did, okay, so you brought, after I did give my talk at church recently, my son, like, he's with his mom. They're sitting there. Heather was there. Heather fist bumped me afterwards. Like, good job. We've come a long
way. You really have.
Because it was, we got divorced and it was not good for, like, probably the first year was just rough.
Is she seeing somebody?
She has a boyfriend, yeah.
Does he go to your church?
No.
But it has been a long time. Time has healed that one.
Yeah, and we've gotten along for years now. Mm-hmm. Years and years. But no, not at first, of course. But Eli's like, Dad, that was really good. Like, I felt proud of you.
I'm
like,
so that he feels proud. God. The aunt,
Like, did you not just say bruh? You didn't say bruh or anything.
Bruh.
Why, bruh?
Are you not like, what do you want?
No.
Is that a compliment? Is respect?
Well, I think he felt like he was proud that how well I did. I'm his dad. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then that's
there've been plenty other times where he's not.
Yeah.
Well, Landon recently said to me, which was a good compliment. He goes, "Wow, I really like the floor that you put in Everly's room.
Yeah,
do mine next."
Okay, that's fishing.
That's respect.
For something.
I want you to do my floor too.